Hey, what's up, guys?
Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Jim, aka Anarchy. We're talking about teenagers and how I'm sick to death of seeing them on their phones constantly. I mean, a freaking 8-year-old does not need a phablet. For those of you who don't know, that is a phone the size of a miniature tablet. It is ridiculous. People do not need this kind of crap. Now, in my opinion, people keep telling me, oh, it's allowed kids to be able to go outside more and, you know, stay out later and things like that. Yeah, that's all well and good. But then when you have kids like the kids in my hometown, the place where I live, they get in your face all the time because they're allowed out at 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. It's ridiculous. They think that they have some kind of superiority over you. And for what? Because they have a better phone? I mean, you don't see me walking around town constantly with my face up to my phone. No, I might send a text message or two, but usually I'm just talking to myself because I don't have anything else to do. I'm thinking. Regardless, if you want to call in, the number's there if you're tuning in at the moment. But here's a nice song to play for you guys while I wait. All right, guys. All right, guys, that was a song called Aiden, or a band called Aiden, unsigned band, really good music, punk rock, but song was called I Set My Friends on Fire. All right, hang on a second. I think we're having a few technical difficulties. Never mind. So those of you who know who I am, you all know that I don't take crap from anybody. And what I really don't like is all this crap people are talking to me about, you know, rumors at school, things like that. If I cared, do you think that I would be sitting here by myself with headphones in, one of which doesn't even work, listening to my music, ignoring all of you? No. Now, those of you who I invited to this thing or I told about this broadcast, yeah, I like you, obviously. I mean, I want you to tune in. But here's the thing. All the other people, you know, the jocks, cheerleaders, all the people that I don't really talk to or associate with, not because of who they are, but because of the things they do, I don't really talk to them. I don't have anything in common. Anyway, because of those types of people, you know, you don't hear me or you don't see me messing with those kind of people, right? Well, here's the thing. This all goes back to the whole teenagers topic. The teenagers nowadays all have something to prove. Too much, in my opinion. But if you want to prove something, how about you prove that you can get a job, maybe do well in school, go to college, have a good life? If you want to prove something, prove that you're not the stereotypical teenager, rebelling, going out drinking, smoking, all that stuff. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love rebellion. I really do. You can rebel all you want. Go do something crazy, for God's sake. But don't do anything that could get you arrested, ruin your future. I mean, there are always people that are going to tell you how to act. Your bosses are going to tell you how to act. TV, movies, magazines, the internet, everything is going to tell you how to act. But you don't have to act a certain way. How about making your own choices for once and actually being an original human being? Now, this isn't me saying that if you're a jock or you're a cheerleader or you're, you know, all this or a certain label, you shouldn't be rebelling or you shouldn't do anything. No, go ahead. Do what makes you happy. I'm just saying don't live up to other people's expectations. Don't expect to be living up to everyone's expectations all the time. People aren't going to be accepting of you at all times. I mean, to think that it's like saying that, I don't know, we're going to have a meteor shower every night for the next 600 years. It's not going to happen. I mean, I've never seen people more... what's the word I'm looking for? Obsessed with technology than teenagers. I mean, I see people who work in the technology industry and still are not as obsessed. I mean, people are ridiculous. They constantly need the newest phone. They constantly need the best whatever, iPhone, Samsung, whatever. Ridiculous. And some false sense of superiority comes out of it. I mean, why do we all have to sit there and listen to this crap? I mean, if you don't think that it's a great thing to do, don't do it. If you want to sit there and you want to be superior to everyone else, how about doing something that makes you superior to a select person, but only in that one area? Don't treat them like crap just because they aren't as good as you are at something. Don't treat them like their opinion doesn't matter. That's like saying your emotional experience isn't as valid as mine. I'm going to make a quote here, and if any of you guys out there watch any old 90s movies, maybe you'll understand it. But those of you who don't, well, maybe you'll understand soon. But while I'm looking for this quote, let's listen to another song. this one, actually, I don't know what this one's called. But, regardless, enjoy.
I love you, you love me.
Fuck you, asshole.
All right, guys. Now, I can't really tell you what that song's title was because all I did was change the title on my actual setup here. But I'll get to you with it. like I was saying, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Ooh, we have a caller. Hello, go ahead.
Hey, Jason.
We have a caller. Oh, hey, Nathan.
How's it going?
It's going good, man. How are you?
I'm tired.
Yeah, well. That's what happens, yeah. Being a freshman.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have anything to add to what I've been saying lately?
A little bit, but not really stuff that you've already covered.
All right, well, then I'm doing my job right, aren't I?
I guess.
All right, do you have a request for a song you want to hear?
Psychosocial. I haven't listened to that in a while.
Yeah, let's see if I can find it. All right. Let's see here. Ooh, I know where it is. Oh, come on. Where are you?
Jason, how often are you going to be doing these?
Oh, I'm going to be trying to do these either every day, every other day.
That's cool.
It'll be... You realize you're on the air and everyone can hear you, right?
Yeah, I know. Hi, everybody.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go and try to find that song for a second.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye. All right, that was Nathan. Buddy of mine from school. Now, I don't know if I can exactly play his song because of, you know, legal problems, but I'll try to find something that's a little up his alley that I won't get arrested for playing on the air. All right, let's see if we can't find something. But in the meantime, while I'm looking for this, you guys can call in, let me know what you think. Let me hear your comments. That's what I'm after, is you guys' opinions on what I'm saying. I mean, you could say I'm wrong, you could say I'm right, I don't care. You give me your opinions, that's what I'm after. Let's see. Gotta find this one webpage. They have a lot of good music that isn't signed to, you know, big labels, so I won't get in much trouble. Let's see what we can find. Anybody have a genre they want to hear? I can't really find anything at the moment. Bear with me, I'm new to this. Alright, we're going to try to find some good hardcore metal for a friend of mine sitting in the studio today, which is actually just my bedroom. Even though he is in my room, we're going to have him call in real quick so y'all can hear him. All right. Just tell me what you want to hear. All right, Noah, speak.
Hey, how's everybody doing today? This is Frank Noah.
Oh, wait, that's not you that I have on the air. I don't know who I have on the air. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hi, what's up, man?
Not much, man. Who is this?
I don't feel safe giving you my name.
All right, well, we're going to call you Frank. Is there anything you want to add, man? Hello? Okay, he hung up. All right. Now, this is definitely Noah.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Well?
I'm his good friend.
Yes.
No. As you all know. Those of you who know me, hello. Those of you who don't, hello. So, I totally agree with what you're saying, man. It's, like, completely logical. There's nothing wrong about it. It's, how do you put it? I mean, how would you put this?
Well, man, I'd say that people don't tend to look at the big picture anymore. They just pay attention to what's on their phone.
So the little picture you can look at. Because the way I see it, they don't look up anymore. They're always looking down, looking. Now I look down at the fucking thing, and I'm never looking up.
That's true. I can't really argue with that one.
Well, as he was saying, Colin, I'm also monitoring, making sure he gets to his calls if he's searching for a song or something. So if you don't get in, so stay on the line, guys, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. Till then, catch you guys later.
All right, that was Noah. Now, I don't know who's messing with my door at the moment.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this the same guy that was calling earlier?
No, it is not.
Who is this?
This is Kenny.
How are you doing, Kenny?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing good. You have anything to add, man?
Not really right now, no. I just seen this on Facebook, so I was like, I'm going to call it, see what's going on.
All right, well, topic today was teenagers. But looks like we're running out of time. We got about 8 minutes left. But before we go, is there anything you want to, any kind of music you want to hear?
Nickelback, Photograph.
Well, I don't know if we can play that because of, you know, legal stuff that we'd have to deal with if we did, but I'll try to find something close to it.
All right.
All right. Good talking to you, man.
Yep, you too.
All right, well, before we go, I can probably fit a couple songs left in here, so let's play something that I've just found by an artist called Psycho Metal. Now, I don't know, the song is called This Man. I mean, it's a little something for everybody in this town. But first, it looks like we have a caller. Hello.
Hey, Jason. It's Nathan.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add something, like, talking to the audience, but if you guys are dealing with, like, anything, like, I hope you guys have a really good day before we all go and get off the podcast. I just hope you guys have a really good day. Hope you guys solve your problems in a good way. Have just a really nice day. Do what you like. Yeah, but that's it.
All right. That's a good message, man. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, Nathan, we'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye, Jason.
Bye. All right. Now, this is the song that I was just telling you guys about, called Psycho Metal.
Yeah, I'm gonna start this from the beginning. Which is sick, like that never happened. Like, you never happened. Like your life never happened. Like it's all a fucking dream. But you know what it fucking means. Psycho me. Nobody ever even really, really knows except my brother.
that song's over. But in my 2 minutes left, I'd like to talk about something that we all have coming towards us at the moment. It's going to be a short segment, Homecoming. Now, see, the reason this has popped into my head is because my little sister just came into the room excited that her boyfriend's going to ask her. She doesn't know how yet. She doesn't know when. She just knows that he's going to. Anyway, now, for homecoming, most people are like, oh, we have to have the same dress, same color dress, and or same color outfit, same everything. Even my little sister thinks that's dumb. Honestly, personally, I'm going to 2 homecomings in my senior year, and I won't be matching with my date. But if you are, I mean, good on you. One thing I want to say, if somebody, there's always this pressure on homecoming. Oh, you got to dance. You have to dance. You have to do this. You have to do that. You have to do that. I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't dance at homecoming. I have a great time. There's also the stupid tradition nowadays of grinding on each other, and at my school there's been stupid people that have ended up with their underwear on the floor. Okay, I only got a minute left, so I'm going to cut this short. But all these people that have been sitting here telling me that, oh, you have to go to homecoming with a date, or, oh, you can't go with a group of friends, you have to bring a date, or you have to go with a group of friends that, you know, have dates, all this stuff. No, you don't. You can go to a bonfire afterward and just go with a bunch of your, if you're a guy, you can go with a bunch of your guy friends. If you're a girl, you can go with a bunch of your girlfriends. It doesn't matter. But in these last 30 seconds, I just want to tell you guys that this has been fun, and I hope to do this again either every day or every other day. But regardless, you guys have a wonderful day, and I hope that you guys, I honestly hope that you guys tune in next time. This has been Jason and a little segment from Noah. Goodbye.
Are you doing that shit?